Hello, and thanks for joining in on today's daily devotion. Today is Wednesday, December 2nd, the fourth day of the Hebraic week. Our verses today are Proverbs chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. Here we see four qualities. Two are good, two are bad. Those with the good are blessed, and those with the bad, well, they're condemned. So it seems it might be kind of important to know what these qualities are. Agreed? Now, when it comes right down to it, only the Father knows the heart of every individual. Only He is capable of knowing where one stands with these qualities. So, don't make this about others. Make this about you and where you stand with the Father. Verse 21 gives us the good qualities, upright and blameless. The Hebrew word for upright actually carries the meaning of straight or right, implying they are on the straight or correct path. The Hebrew word for blameless carries the meaning of perfect. Now, we know that no one is perfect. However, one can still be perfect in their integrity, their motives. It makes me think of these words of Paul in Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Paul made it very clear that he was a sinner, but he also made it very clear that his desire was to get rid of everything in his life that was not of the Father. He didn't want to hold on to any sin. Any sin. Now, there will always be disagreements on how things are to be interpreted. But my question for you is this. Are you holding on to anything that you know grieves the Father? Anything. If you are, do you honestly believe that you are on the straight path? Do you honestly believe that your integrity is perfect? Now, the next verse says, "But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it." This verse gives us the bad qualities, wicked and unfaithful. While one may not be wicked like those openly following the ways of the enemy, the greater question for believers should be, am I unfaithful? No one likes to think of themselves as unfaithful. And when asked if we are, most all of us would say, no, I'm not unfaithful. So the question that needs to be asked is, am I faithful in the hard times, or am I only faithful when it's easy? If we're only faithful when it's easy, are we truly faithful? If we are not faithful in hard times, or when our faith is put to the test, how can we say we are faithful? No one likes to say, I'm unfaithful. However, if we are not faithful when we are put to the test, what other option is there? Our text again. For the upright will live in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the unfaithful will be torn from it. So which of these four qualities best describes you? Upright, blameless, wicked, or unfaithful? Let this be a focus in your time of meditation throughout today. Until tomorrow, Shalom.